Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big decision for the Los Angeles Lakers. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So glad to have you. So play-in games are set, Perloff. This is one of the good things that the NBA has done over the last few years, this play-in tournament. I was a little skeptical at first, but I love it for the Western Conference because you're going to get the Pelicans and the Lakers and the 7-8 and then the Kings and the Warriors and the 9-10. Now, here's what's really setting up here. The Lakers, who, despite the fact that Anthony Davis did leave the game yesterday with some hip and back spasms, obviously you need him healthy, but the Lakers really are and the Warriors are teams that we believe could have a shot if they just get into the playoffs, right?
Absolutely.
So the Lakers play the Pelicans now in the 7-8. Whoever wins that game is going to go on to play the Denver Nuggets,
right,
the 2 seed in the Western Conference, basically the one team you do not want to see as you're starting the playoffs. So there is some incentive for the Lakers to potentially tank this game against the Pelicans. That would earn them a date with the winner of the Kings Warriors, and whoever wins that game gets the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have the 1 seed. Everybody still with me?
Yeah, but here's the problem with that idea of tanking. First of all, you're going to have to play the Nuggets at some point anyway, if the Nuggets are really this dominant force. So why not do it earlier in the playoffs when LeBron is less tired? Because let's face it, he's kind of old. And Anthony Davis is less hurt. This is, honestly, the Lakers, why would you want to wait to see the Nuggets? Because you're going to have to beat them. If your goal is really to get to the title, which I think the Lakers should have that as a goal, you might as well get the Nuggets early. Yes, you could probably beat the Thunder or the T-Wolves. Or any of the other young teams pretty easily in the first round.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to have to play the Nuggets anyway. Might as well get it out of the way. And also, the other factor here, if you lose to the Pelicans, then what's waiting for you?
Well, the winner of the Warriors-Kings.
Yeah. Do you want that position?
I don't. I'd have a home game, though. And
still, you don't want to see Steph at all.
No, I don't, but I might want to take my chances. See, here's the thing why I know nobody likes intentional tanking. We saw the fans in Cleveland booing yesterday. Like, I get that nobody likes the jockeying for positioning. But if I'm the Lakers, I'm probably thinking about it, and here's why. I would believe that I could win the game between the Kings and the Warriors. I'd get in and I'd play the Thunder in the first round, and I think I would have a really good shot against the Thunder. Not
Definitely.
Because they're not a good team. It's just because they're so young. I think I would have the experience and the knowledge to be able to get past them. And if I'm like LeBron, for example, we're talking about legacy stuff with him. Does it really matter if you lose in the play-in game versus losing to the Nuggets in the first round getting smoked? Yes. I mean, you still lose. You still lose. You don't make it through, as opposed to taking a calculated risk here and potentially finding an easier path to get to the Western Conference Finals.
I disagree with that. I think it's better to lose in the first round to the defending champions and get knocked out in the play-in, which means technically you're not even a playoff team. That would be bad. The thing about the Lakers, too, is they're not – I understand you're saying the Thunder are dangerous to them, but the Lakers are a way different team the second half of the season.
No,
they're totally elite.
Well, so are the Warriors.
And you get this – yeah, but you get the sense that LeBron picks and chooses his spots, and obviously these are going to be spots where he's picking. So he's going to be full LeBron. If Anthony Davis is on the court, big if – then I think Los Angeles is a real contender here. Might as well play it like a contender and take on the Nuggets immediately.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Now that Davis left the game yesterday, as I said, with the back and the hip spasms, maybe I want to actually, could I rest him for the Tuesday game? Okay, let's say I lose to the Pelicans, but then I don't play again until Friday, I believe, would be the second game. I could give Anthony Davis almost a full week off. He'll be on the court, ready for whoever, you know, faces whoever wins the Kings-Warriors game, and I feel a lot better about that one game winner take.
Yeah, the other problem, too, is how do you tank this Pelicans game? I mean, the Pelicans look terrible. Well, Brandon Ingram looks like he needs to go back to wherever he was.
Well,
he's just not ready to return.
Back, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be his second game back here for the play-in, and they have trouble with the Lakers. Zion, I think LeBron does that thing where he buddies up to Zion before the game and takes him out of his headspace.
Oh,
because Zion does not look good against the Lakers. This is going to be a tough, tough matchup. Honestly, the Lakers
are going
to have to work overtime to lose this to the game of the Pelicans. I'm telling you, the Lakers are good on the road, too. So this is going to be a tough, tough game to lose.
So I really think, though, if Brandon Ingram, okay, shakes off a little bit of the rust, he and Zion together have been awesome when they are on the floor together. It's much like a LeBron Anthony Davis situation. Like, they are much better together than obviously when they're apart. And
really?
So, yeah.
I mean, maybe they have some metrics. Yeah,
for
give me the metrics. I feel like they always look awkward together, but
no,
you could be right.
They're better in, let's see, if you can stand by, I've got it for you. Here we go. This is from The Athletic. The Lakers outscore opponents by 3.2 points per 100 possessions with Anthony Davis and LeBron on the court this year, the exact same margin by which the Pels prevail with Ingram and Zion Williamson on the floor together.
Got it. That's
not nothing. So I did have some metrics to back it up there. You just need Ingram to play a little bit better. Again, I'm taking the calculated risk if I'm the Lakers. I know it's distasteful. I know people don't love it. But what's my ultimate goal? My ultimate goal is to get as far as I possibly can in the playoffs and hope that someone else trips up the Nuggets. What if somebody else can take them out? What if, give me a week where Anthony Davis can get healthy and I'll take my chances in a winner-take-all against the Warriors or the Kings. By the way, I'm not so sure the Warriors are winning that game.
Yeah, absolutely not. So Lakers are 3.5-point favorites over the Pelicans, and I would take the Lakers in that one. I just think that actually earlier is probably better. They were exhausted. The Lakers looked really tired by the time they got to the Western Conference Finals against the Nuggets last year. I would just do this immediately. And by the way, it's interesting because the Lakers, I think if you look at the West, they're the team that kind of everyone wants to knock off Denver. I think all the other contenders like Phoenix and the Mavs, they're like, all right, maybe the Lakers can do this assignment, because it does feel like the Lakers are unique in the sense, yes, they might not stay healthy and on the court, but man, if they're all together, I think they're probably the biggest threat to the Nuggets, because I think the Mavs don't have the size. The Clippers are never going to keep it together. James Harden in a game 7, can you imagine?
No.
T-Wolves and the Thunder are too young. Phoenix just does not have the depth. So I honestly think the Lakers are the biggest threat to the Nuggets. You might as well just go right at them.
Yeah, this is where you and I will differ. I think let someone else kind of take their shot first at the Nuggets. You know, let's let somebody else. It's like the Matador has to get a couple little picks into the bowl before they can actually kill the bull. You got to take a couple lumps and bruises. Maybe Jamal Murray twists an ankle. Maybe something else happens. If I'm the Lakers, I want to put this off as long as humanly possible before I would face the Nuggets if I have any shot. But we want to hear from you at 855-212-4227 about what should the Lakers do. EJ, I know you want to get in on this.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think you can mess around with the play-in. I think that and maybe it's weird, but I just feel like it's also a thing of don't screw with the basketball gods, and you're in a win-or-go-home situation. Basically, in a play-in game, you're playing as a team that you own. Like, I feel like the Lakers could try to tank, and they still maybe beat the Pelicans. The Pelicans just cannot compete with the Lakers. We saw that yesterday. We've seen that all season. So I think you take your win from the Pelicans, Then you just throw your best shot at the Nuggets to see what happens.
Okay, but here's the thing about the basketball gods, because I'm a big basketball gods believer. I'm a big ball don't lie person. I believe in all of that stuff. I think that LeBron probably has a little extra, like,
dark magic.
Good equity, I would say, built up with the basketball gods. I know that may be polarizing. Pete's rolling his eyes. He's not a LeBron fan, but he's got a little equity built up over 21 years.
Yeah, but I mean, but there's a basketball guy who plays, you know, for the Warriors and Steph Curry. And my thing is, do you really want to put yourself in a one-game situation where you have to beat that guy who could shoot from anywhere on the court, or you miss the playoffs entirely?
Well, by the way,
Warriors are making it. What if they lose?
The worst option is the Kings. The Kings, absolutely.
They can't cover
Fox. They own the Lakers. Yeah, Domantas Sabonis is like prime Shaq against the Lakers for some reason. The Kings beat them 4 games out of 4 this year. So neither matchup is good. This is the best matchup. This is the one they got to win.
This is also a little Sacramento payback, you know, against the Warriors in this winner-take-all, the 9-10 matchup. You'll remember last year, 7-game series, basically needed Steph Curry to drop 50 for the Warriors to even advance. Past the Kings in the first round of the playoffs, you'll remember Draymond stepping on Domantas Sabonis, a scene that Perloff and I reenacted right here in the studio because Perloff thought it was no big deal that Draymond stepped on Sabonis' chest. So you laid down on the desk here, and I stepped on you.
That was last year?
Yes,
wow, that feels like a long time. It's hard to keep your
moments of the year.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep your Draymond controversies in order. Feels like Draymond does something every year. Yeah, this is not a time. Now that you guys are talking about the Kings and the Warriors, this is not a time to mess around. The Pels are definitely the weak out of those four teams. The fact that you have LeBron James and Steph Curry in the play-in is amazing to me. I mean, that's the two greatest players of the last 20 years are in the play-in. It kind of annoys me. I wish they were in the playoffs because whoever gets knocked out, if either one of those gets knocked out, the NBA TV ratings just plummet, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're finding a little something on the Eastern Conference side, too. I said this play-in tournament's been better for the Western Conference, but put away Bulls-Hawks for a second, and you get 76ers Heat as the 7-8 matchup, which is also not bad.
No, that's the Heat have had a lot of success. I mean, the Sixers are doing nothing. I can tell you that as a Sixers fan. Joel Embiid is perpetually rounding into shape. There's no way that's happening. But to me, it's the West. And you don't think the ratings would plummet if LeBron's out? Oh, my God. That'd be a disaster for the NBA. Watch the officials. They're going to run out of the court and block a shot from the Kings if it comes down to that. If you have the Kings beat
Scott
the Warriors.
Foster with the layup.
If you have the Kings beat the Warriors and the Kings are going to the Lakers, I mean, if Adam Silver's ever made a call to an official, that's the time to do it.
855-212-4227. We brought you the story earlier. You're welcome to weigh in on the NBA. I think the Lakers should try to tank this one. Guys, it's 2024, all right? We've seen teams try to finagle and try to get their matchups the way they want it. This is not new. This is not crazy controversial. The Lakers are really trying to make a run. They have to avoid the Nuggets at all costs, which means, what, a little loss to the Pelicans on Tuesday. Come on. It's all it is.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you got to beat the Warriors or the Kings.
The national panic if the Lakers lose to the Pelicans is going to be so palpable.
Nah, everyone will know exactly what's going on. We also brought you the story, major, major scene down in Lexington, Kentucky, when Mark Pope gets introduced as the new head coach of the Wildcats. Big Dave is our number one Kentucky fan. He's calling from Kentucky. Dave, what'd you think of the madness at Rupp Arena?
Let me tell you, you guys are talking about, you know, the basketball gods and all that relative to the NBA, how much cachet LeBron has. The basketball gods are hovered over Lexington, Kentucky right now, folks. They don't have time for this trivial diatribe from the NBA. Listen, I was there yesterday, got there about 2.5 hours before the doors opened. Rupp Arena was literally surrounded by miles of blue lines. It was unlike anything. I have been to Rupp Arena many, many times. The atmosphere was unlike anything that I've ever witnessed before in my life.
Dave, see, I love it. I think that Mark Pope gave you exactly what the fan base wanted, a little red meat, a little positivity. Perloff says that he's setting up the expectation now too high.
There's no such thing, Perloff. That's why people like you don't understand Kentucky basketball. There is no, he does not run from it. He made the statement that if you are not prepared, you cannot come to Kentucky and tone down the expectations. Hmm. If you are not prepared to take on that challenge, then you have no business there to begin with. And that's what a previous coach did not understand. Mark Pope is the perfect guy. Listen, it's not just that he's a Kentucky guy, that he's a former player. He is a phenomenal coach. You go back and look at some of his stats from last year.
Wait, Dave.
A lot of people don't want... I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
You wanted Jay Billis. When we talked to you last week, you thought Jay Billis could be a dark horse candidate, that he would be a good coach. Are you happy now that they didn't go Billis and they went with Pope?
Jay Billis. Max, are you drinking this morning?
Didn't you say Jay Billis?
No.
Big Dave doesn't sound like a Jay Billis. That might have been somebody else.
Wait, am I crazy? EJ, am I nuts?
I thought you also said...
I thought you said Jay Billis. Maybe I'm thinking
somebody else.
Said Jay Billis. Sorry.
No. We talked about Jay Wright. We talked about, I mean, Petito's name came up.
Dave. If he's your fifth choice, though, why are you so excited now?
Because he's the right guy for the job. That's why people like Mitch Barnhart are making those decisions, not people like me.
I love it.
Expectations are up. Are we talking they might finally get to the second round here? Is that what we're expectation is in Lexington?
Yeah, look at you, McLovin. All right, just go ahead and ever been to Arkansas, McLovin? Maybe you need to look at a pig farm down there or something.
Dave, who's on the team next year? Let's start with that.
Who's what?
Who's on the team?
It feels like the roster has been...
Who's on Calipari's team next year, McLovin? Who's on Houston's team next year, McLovin?
Well, Houston. I would count out... Be careful
who's
counting out Houston.
Who's on UConn's team next year, McLovin?
I don't know.
One knows. I mean, you just try to poke the bear. I mean, listen.
Dave, don't take the bait.
Dave, show back. I bet you Kentucky...
Kentucky, folks.
Yeah, Kentucky, first of all, the SEC is getting ridiculous in basketball. I think Kentucky... is no longer that team. Dave, I'm being honest with you. Like, it's not going to be like it was in 2010.
What's up with you, McLeod?
he's
realistic.
You, Dave.
All of a sudden, Kentucky's not going to be the top three team in the country for 5 years straight. That's not happening again.
Oh, I liked what I saw from Mark Pope. Let's get a little excitement going. You know, Calipari left. Who needs him?
McLovin, I'm so disappointed in you anymore, man. Listen, here's the thing. College basketball, I agree with you, McLovin. It's never going to be like it was. There's a lot of parity and all that. But we now have a guy in Lexington that's an excellent X's and O's coach. He gets what it means to be a part of Kentucky Wildcat basketball. The fan base is the most fired up that they'll ever be. We got a $4 million NIL pledge on Friday alone from two boosters. We're back, baby. Suck it up the rest of the world. Bite me, McLovin.
See you, Dave. I'm glad you had fun. I think that was a bite me McLovin at the end, which we can rack and play till the end of time.
Well, I mean, listen, what is it? It's now April 15th. Let's talk March 22nd when Kentucky plays in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Let's see if they get out of that game.
I'm excited about it. I like the bus pulling up into the arena. They're playing the, Chicago Bulls, like Final Countdown, not Final Countdown, what do they call it? Alan Parsons Project, I think, or maybe they were playing Final Countdown, I forgot. It was really, really cool scene. As Dave said, he got there 2.5 hours before, place is already packed, you got people lining the streets. Like, this is what you want, a little excitement in college basketball. Let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Was I wrong about, did Big Dave not say Jay Billis? Who said Jay Billis? Must have been someone else.
Yeah, I guess it was somebody else, but someone definitely came on the show and said that Jay Billis should be the next head coach, which I thought was crazy.
Yeah, maybe that really doesn't sound like a Big Dave take, though, now that I think about it.
No, he's definitely ride or die Big Blue Nation. I can't imagine he said, let's go get a dookie.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So sorry about that, Dave. Somebody said Jay Billis.
I was with you, though. I thought it was him.
It must have been someone else. Anyway, 855-212-4227. So Kentucky gets their guy. We're asking you about the Lakers. Maybe worth it to, I don't know, not give your A-plus effort against the Pelicans in the play-in game just to avoid the Nuggets. You still get a second opportunity. You get a second chance. You play the winner of the Warriors-Kings. You get in, play the OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder. A little cushier path.
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers, the more I think about it, I didn't even think about the Kings might win that game. I mean, if the Kings are the kryptonite for the Lakers, there's no way they want that game. They'd probably rather face the Nuggets than the Kings.
No
the
way.
Kings have just consistently killed. I mean, killed them.
Yeah, but a one game winner take all to get to the next round, as opposed to a 7-game series, which the Lakers aren't even going to see 7 games with the Nuggets. Let's get real.
I mean, they're 0-4 on the year. It just seems like the worst matchup. You don't think that'll get in the Lakers' head a little bit? And say if Anthony Davis is at all creaky for that game, forget it. The Kings are going to kill him. But that being said, I just assume the Warriors are going to win. Isn't that where everyone's brain is? Everyone's thinking about the Warriors as advancing. You're right. We're sleeping on these Kings.
Coming up, I had a homework assignment over the weekend. You will hear that homework assignment next. Boy, that was brutal. EJ handed out punishments on Friday, being king for a day. Did not spare anybody. At least Pete and Perloff and Bogish got to just sort of take care of their thing lickety-split. I had to spend the weekend suffering. Fill you in with the details next. It's Maggie and Perloff.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Huge sports weekend, but also a huge pop culture weekend. Had all sorts of stuff going on at Coachella, no doubt. Ugh. Got back together. Blur got booed, basically, for you kids of the 90s like me who were big Blur fans. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were there. Olivia Rodrigo jumped on stage. It was awesome. But Maggie did not get to enjoy that kind of pop culture, but she was delving into another pop culture world.
No, I mean, first of all, Coachella sounds insufferable. That sounds like the last place I would ever want to go.
What? You don't want to go to Coachella?
No, that thing you jumped the shark long ago.
You don't want to be seen and be seen with all these superstars?
What, wear like some kind of flower crown and eat a $50 turkey sandwich? No, thanks.
Wow.
No, not a fan. The
okay.
Time I spent, and I'm going to say wasted, because it really was wasted on me. So EJ was king for a day on Friday, which means he got to make us all do little punishments here and there. Like Perloff had to sing, and Bilotti had to say 5 nice things about LeBron James. Bogish had to do an all WWE-themed update. Kaplan had to Photoshop himself into a Knicks jersey. I mean, everyone got their nice little things they got to do on Friday. And EJ, who knows that I've never seen a Marvel movie, and not just never seen, that's a conscious choice. It's not like somehow I just avoided the 47,000 Marvel movies that have been out there. I've been purposefully not seeing these movies because
we all have flaws, Maggie.
I'm just not into them. I just don't care. So EJ, my punishment was dropping me in the middle of something called Captain America Civil War, which as soon as I started putting it out on social media, people were incensed, big mad, that I would get dropped into what is basically, what, the third of a string of 1,000 movies?
The third of a Captain America movie, but at that point might have been like the 10th or 11th Marvel movie.
Yeah, every person under the sun is in this movie. I have no idea what's going on. So here's my review of Captain America Civil War. Who are any of these people and what are they doing? Who's on whose side? Just when I first started to figure out what was actually happening, they all chose up sides and 25 more characters came so they could all fight each other in an airport. I'm going to be honest. A lot of destruction caused by these Avengers. I kind of get it. They seem to be a bit of a drag on humanity. Everywhere they go, yeah. Things are blowing up. Things are getting crushed. Things are turning into rubble. It's like they leave destruction everywhere. As a civilian, I really don't have a moment for them. I think they should all really go away. And what, do they live in some dorm together? This makes no sense. The sexual chemistry between Elizabeth Olsen and that guy in red, he's a robot. Are they going to do it? What
an
is
android,
going on
Maggie,
here?
An android.
This is a dead end, but is it a dead end? Like, are they going to hook up? I have so many
Paul
questions
Bettany,
about this.
Paul Bettany, by the way, is super cool.
Well, but he's, what is he, Vision?
Yep.
So
you can't actually have sex between a human and an Avenger, right?
He's not
just
really
get yourself
a robot.
Disney Plus subscription, you'll find out.
I have one.
And then you can find out tomorrow.
Oh, no.
When did you transform into Kristen Wiig's character, Aunt Linda, by the way? This is an amazing review.
What do you mean?
What are all these people here? Who's
so
doing
loud.
What?
Guys, by the way.
Who is that guy?
Lots of
Avengers.
Violence. Yeah, I don't get it.
Avengers, more like avenge my 2 hours lost.
Exactly. I did fall asleep. See, where you lost me too is I didn't understand the whole Bucky character, and he's very central So he's a winter soldier, which means he drank some kind of poison when in the 80s when he was in some kind of Russian gulag. And then now sometimes he doesn't know whether he's killing Tony Stark's parents or not, but it's him, but it's not him. He's missing an arm.
By the way, I will admit the Winter Soldier stuff, they kind of went off the tracks with that one.
They
I think most Avengers fans.
Too much into this movie.
The Winter Soldier is not that important in the whole Marvel universe.
Okay, another
so
one.
You're right. You had to deal with some of that weird stuff. I understand that.
Would it kill them to maybe just for a second explain what S.H.I.E.L.D. or Hydra is for people who may have been dropped into this universe, like, way too late? The other part, I don't understand how the culmination of this movie is essentially all the Avengers taking different sides and then fighting each other, as I said, at the airport. You can't kill these people, so what's the point of them fighting? They're all got their superpowers and all of their stuff, so no one's ever going to get hurt or anything. So I'm just watching them basically, punch each other in the face and hit each other with their superpowers?
Trying to say this is the NBA regular season of fights?
Yeah. Our guy Mark Ellis said it's spring training. Thank you.
Help me out here, EJ. None of them are...
All of them can definitely die.
Yeah, right.
Don Cheadle didn't die. I watched him at the end of the movie.
He got paralyzed.
He was rehabbing, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he'll be
Walk
back.
It off.
Yeah, exactly.
Put Russell Durant, kid.
It's basically what Tony Stark told him to do.
Get some Robitussin.
Also, they're making these funny quips to each other while they're also trying to kick each other's butts. I don't get it.
Welcome to the Marvel Universe, which is basically two-hour comedy movies with some action in them. Yeah, the whole thing is to set up Robert Downey Jr. and Tom Holland and Paul Rudd for one-liners. That's the whole magic of Marvel.
I thought they're supposed to hate each other, though.
No,
by the end of the movie, you don't think that Tony has some hatred?
Right, so he finds out that Bucky killed his parents. This is my review of Captain America Winter, Civil War?
Civil War.
Winter Soldier is a good movie, too.
It's a great one. Second one.
Definitely won't be watching that. I don't know. And it's the Accords, they were going to sign some Accords. This is some high-level diplomacy. Get out of here. Now, as a positive, I will say that Robert Downey, they're all excellent actors. You were right about that. It does make it a little bit more palatable because they did not skimp on any of the characters. Everyone is really good at their role. I just don't know what their roles are, nor do I care.
So it sounds like, even though you struggled with this movie, it sounds like you're Team Iron Man. Your team, they should have signed the Accords and that they needed to have checks and balances.
Checks and balances, absolutely. Come on. You can't just be all a Lagos, Ukraine, where Sokovia, which I found out is not real, which I thought was real for maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And
good
I was
luck,
I'm going to Google this.
To bring that to current events, but good luck negotiating with Iran. Checks and balances are one thing.
Well, thanks. You want to make it real. I'm just saying... I think there should be some checks and balances on the Avengers. Do you think Elizabeth Olsen has control over what she's doing? She doesn't.
It's an idealistic view of world politics to think that there's going to be checks and balances and logic will presume at the end of the day.
This isn't real.
Not how it works. No, it is, though. It says that that is generally the real... They were taking the real conflict in how you deal with foreign events and putting it into a movie. Now, listen, what happened in Segovia was terrible. And turns out I had to Google the same thing that Maggie did. Is there a real place called Sokovia?
Yeah, it's not.
No, there's
oh my
not.
Gosh.
I was going to Google Wakanda, but I know that one.
There's actually, Sokovia had a great Olympic team in 1996 basketball.
Great fencing team.
That's who Doug Collins lost to in the Olympics, right?
Yeah. There you go.
You have to, Chadwick Boseman, is that his first
That
Marvel
was his first
movie?
Marvel movie, yes.
Yeah, that's really pretty cool.
He really pulls off that accent, and that's a credit to him. So I thought the acting was awesome. The acting was very, very good, but that I had no idea what was going on, and I still don't.
It is fun, though, to see. I actually rewatched this movie 2 weeks ago, randomly. It's just fun to see Scarlett Johansson and all these great actors just making one-liners, and Paul Rudd shows up. Why can't anything Paul Rudd's in is awesome, by definition. Name a bad movie that dude has ever been in.
No, I know, but I think Ant-Man, but here's the thing. People were telling me a lot on social media, this is what I use to turn my brain off and relax. Yeah. What about this movie is relaxing? This is, it's just one destructive thing after the next.
That's the Masters for me.
That's what you like about it.
Oh, well, to turn my brain off?
Yeah. Right?
The Masters.
I get it.
Oh, the Masters. So watching Scottie Scheffler is your white noise.
So, Maggie, you don't like Coachella. You don't like the Marvel Universe. What do you like? You probably most of your entertainment is designed for 4-year-olds at this point
life. Good episode of Blippi the other day, guys. I mean, catch the fever
and Blaze in his trucks, right?
Yeah, all that. No, I just it's just thank you, EJ, for reinforcing to me that this is just not my thing.
But what if you started from the beginning?
I would never.
Yeah, but what if though? In the world of Multiverse of Maggie and Perloff, what if you started from the beginning and you actually knew all the backstory? Do you think you could have absorbed it better than you did yesterday and Saturday?
Do you think that I would have to reimagine a totally different life for myself where I'm a Marvel person now? Yes. So a helpless, single, sad. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait,
listen, I get it. I'm not with the masses on this one.
I do have an EJ question as the Marvel like savant here.
Yes.
Why was this the selection? Like, why not even the original Captain America where they CGI Chris Evans into a weakling at first?
Oh, this was the selection because it was supposed to be the most confusing and most difficult for Maggie. This was not necessarily to try to bring her into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, though this is arguably the best movie they've ever done.
Wow, so, that's not saying much. But do you understand?
That's saying a lot. It was an awesome movie.
Do you understand now the amount of, like, when I eventually just cave and get the Botox, how much more I'm going to need my forehead from just squinting at the screen for 2.5 hours being like, what is going on?
This is what happens when you pick North Carolina to win the title.
I know. Gosh, joke's on me.
So wait, let me ask about some other, I think 5 of the top 15 movies of all time are Marvel movies, right? The other ones, do you not like Star Wars movies?
I've only seen the original 3 from the 70s.
Oh, jeez.
Those are the ones you need to see, to be honest.
Avatar.
Hated it. So you don't, the theater.
Hated it.
So you don't like these big, massive, whatever you call them, tentpole movie
popcorn
things.
Movies.
Yeah, not really.
Not Fast and Furious for you?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no, you shouldn't like that one.
Fast and Furious?
A lot of people like it, man.
No.
I thought everybody liked Fast and Furious. You got to give them a chance. They're not bad.
I did. No thanks.
Gave them about 9 chances. They were up to 10.
They're getting greedy now.
Here's a question. How do they keep... So this is one thing with the Marvel and Avengers, and I had to watch Captain America Civil War over the weekend as a punishment, and boy, was it. At some point, like the stunt people are amazing, but like at some point, the stunts with CGI become so over the top. How do you even top it? Like, how is this even cool? It's like Fast and the Furious. What more are you going to do? Like, how many cliffs are you going to drive off?
Have the real actors do real stunts.
Like Tom Cruise. Oh, right. I think that that's why the writing and the lines and the funny actors, I think that's because they know the stunts are going to get boring at a certain point. So, and by the way, Marvel has completely fallen off a cliff. Now they're terrible. Like, the last 3 movies have been awful.
When was this movie made?
This was made, what, 2017, 2016, I would say?
Get out of here.
They peaked
at... This is an oldish movie now.
Yeah, 17, 18, 19, they went from that to Black Panther, which was probably the height of their movie.
Right.
Black Panther was amazing. And that actually is really good.
That was a really good
movie.
That's a really good
Oscar, yeah.
And then the Avengers were really good. And now they just, like, they hit a wall. The last, what, 3 movies have been terrible, right, EJ?
Man was really rough. A lot of these movies have been rough. But... X-Men 97, Disney Plus, if you're not watching.
Okay, but wait.
Meanwhile, it took me a minute and a half to even find this movie, which doesn't sound very long until you're actually scrolling through the Marvel page trying to find Civil War.
Isn't there a search function? Why didn't you just search?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be right there.
Hey, Maggie, let me ask you this. What kind of movie do you like? I know you like Caddyshack, too, and all the 80s comedies. What are the modern kind of movies? Like, what are you looking for in a movie? Because I don't think there are a lot of great artistic movies around now, either. I'm not sure what choices you have if you don't like Marvel.
Remakes of the 80s movies.
Yeah.
I can't wait until they redo Airplane.
Yes.
Which I actually am excited about that. I don't know. I guess maybe not a movie person right now.
Yeah, I mean...
But I've seen the classics. I've seen them all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have a choice right now because they're not doing movies like they used to. So now you kind of have to be in this universe.
You know what I did
You have
like,
no other choice.
I did like Tar.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Wow. This is a tough morning.
What is that?
Did like Tar.
Tar didn't like Tar.
Kate Blanchett as a composer. Bogus, you have to have headlines. Save me.
Nobody's 76ers finished the regular season winning 8 straight, but they could not escape the East play-in. But Tobias Harris will have the guys ready.
2 days to really game plan and get ready for that. And, you know, it's our season on the line, so it's now or never for us, and every game here on out that we play is a must-win.
He and the Sixers will host the Heat, followed by Bulls-Hawks for some reason on Wednesday night. Philly actually lost a 3-way tie with Orlando and Indiana. The Magic got the 5 seed, because they're the division champs, and the Pacers got number 6 because they won the season series with the Sixers. The 7th seed will face the Knicks in round 1. They're the 2 seed because
they the New York Knicks
beat Chicago yesterday, and the Bucks lost to Orlando. Now, EJ, I've got to ask you a question again as our Knick expert here.
Okay.
I saw a lot of Knick fans complaining about the possible first-round matchup of we've got to play either the Sixers or the Heat, but the Bucks stink, and they get to play the Pacers. But isn't the problem not Milwaukee being, well, not meeting expectations, but the bigger issue is Embiid's knee, right? Like, the Sixers shouldn't be in that spot, in that 7th spot, to possibly have to deal or play with the Knicks in round 1.
Yeah, I feel like the whole Knicks fans are upset about playing Sixers or Miami is a bit overblown. I also see a lot of fans saying, hey, we're not ducking any smoke here. Whoever wants it, come get it. So I don't think we should be ducking anybody at this point. You're number 2 seed. You earned it. Jalen Brunson is playing as good as anybody in the Eastern Conference, so why not? But I think you make a good point, something I mentioned on BetQL last night. Joel Embiid, I don't know if he can finish a 7-game series. Like, the way he's been playing, he's playing well, and then he tweaks his knee, and then he's out for a quarter or out for the rest of the game.
Right.
If you're going to get the Sixers, you probably want to get him while he's still trying to round out in some kind of shape.
Forget the Sixers. You've been down on the Miami Heat. Don't you realize we're talking about Marvel? They're Thanos. They're coming.
I'm not afraid of Miami.
Why would you possibly say that? It sounds so naive.
Hey, by the way, Thanos never showed up in this movie.
No, yeah, it's before, later. Pre-Thanos. I think he might have been in one of the post-credit scenes that you didn't even know were there, probably.
Who's Thanos?
He was in the G League at this point.
But why is not everyone in the NBA terrified of the Miami Heat? What do they have to do to prove that they're ridiculously good in the playoffs?
Because it's every year is a new year. And what the unfortunate thing about the Miami Heat is we yell about their accomplishments, but we whisper their failures. So we yell about the last 2 years. We forgot the year before they got swept in the first round. Like, it's, yes, are they a dangerous team? They've been a dangerous team in the playoffs, but we've also seen them flop in the first round too. So I'm not just convinced that what I've seen from the Heat this year is going to carry over from last season. I don't think that this is a very good team. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, the Knicks, I mean, you're going to get 45 a night from Jalen Brunson against a team like the Heat. We'll see.
He cooked them last year. Jalen Brunson had no problem with Miami Heat. The problem was Julius Randle, who won't be playing. So he's the reason why they probably lost last season. He's not playing in this series, so let's see what they do trying to cover Brunson on his own.
By the way, we're talking about the Lakers possibly losing intentionally to the Pelicans to avoid the Nuggets.
Yeah.
The storyline, should the Knicks, not only did the Knicks get the harder seed, 2-7, but they got home court advantage that they're not going to need, because I'll tell you right now, that 3 seed is not advancing. The Bucks can't beat anybody. So I don't even know. The Knicks didn't even need this home court. Instead, they play all their players deep into overtime,
well,
and now they're exhausted.
Thibodeau,
yeah, Thibodeau is built to win regular season games. I just do not see this happening in the playoffs.
I think you'll see the Bucks advance, and I think we won't have to worry about Philly, because I think you'll see Miami beat the Sixers.
That's a hot
so
take.
I think a lot of this complaints about Embiid or the Bucks, I think the Bucks are gonna win, and I think that because I think Giannis is gonna come back just like we saw Luka come back 2 years ago from a calf injury, and I think you're gonna see Miami win. So the whole complaints about dealing with Embiid won't even come to fruition.
What else we got, folks?
Scottie Scheffler is the second golfer to win 2 Masters in his first 5 starts at Augusta. He's also the 4th youngest with 2 green jackets. Just imagine how good he'd be if he did some jumping jacks. Someone wanted more emotion during his 4-shot win over Ludvig Åberg. Here's why you didn't get it.
I tried not to let my emotions get the best of me this time. I kept my head down. I don't even think I took my hat off and waved to the crowd when I was walking up 18. I did my best to stay in the moment. I wanted to finish off the tournament the right way.
Because he didn't the last time. If you remember 2 years ago, he 4-putted through nerves on 18, barely hanging on to win. Yesterday, closed out easily, got the 4-shot win. And then there was a fist pump or two once the event was actually all over.
Yeah, that's the people's champ right there. I didn't even take my hat off and acknowledge the crowd.
I get that, by the way. The panic I feel when it's a close 18th hole. Talking about, I know,
it's
Pete, you like
you
to relax. Yeah, but don't you guys, the Masters is very relaxing with the birds. It's being so loud this year, by the way.
Yeah, they really overdid it with the bird chirping sound, no?
Definitely. But that putt and 18 when you have the lead, I feel anxiety in every cell in my body. You guys aren't like that when a guy has to hit a putt?
No, but they've trained their whole lives for this.
There's no training to be up one shot on the 18th hole of any tournament. There's nothing you can do to avoid. So I understand, Scotty, just keep his head down. Pretend you're not here. Just, like, stay in the moment. And you want him to be like Phil and talking to guys in the gallery. Just that's not going to happen.
How about Andrew Kaplan saying you can't overdo the birds? Strong disagree.
Okay.
It was felt a little loud, like the mix minus wasn't right on the broadcast.
To make up for Scheffler being boring.
Okay.
More birds.
Is anyone taking a list of things Maggie doesn't like during the segment? I got Coachella, Marvel Universe, and the birds at the Masters. Who are you going to go after next? Ryan Gosling? What has the highest Q rating?
Let's keep in mind Paw Patrol from last week.
Oh, yeah. Paw Patrol.
You guys already know my thoughts on Bradley Cooper.
Right.
Bradley Cooper. Oh, my gosh.
Fraud fan.
Who hurt you, Maggie?
The Bills.
All right. Jurickson Profar's tie-breaking three-run double top seven got the Padres a 6-3 win at Dodger Stadium, but that's not as cool as this.
Starr checks on the runner. Third to second. A fake throw. Or no, a real throw. Went into center field. It hit in Baltrick. We were all fooled, and the game is over.
So what exactly did you just hear?
Chelsea pitcher George Starr executes the hidden ball trick to perfection. The Crusaders infielders sell the ball going into the outfield, but it's Starr who makes the tag to preserve a 4-3 win over Audubon in one of the wildest plays of the year.
All of that.
Andy wrestling announcer?
I love it. That is a high school highlight.
The BFALivestream.com, which I think they also sell cars on after the games. I mean, that was
Sunday. Sunday.
Monster mash.
Sunday.
Again, if it's not clear, pitcher fakes a throw to second base, a pickoff throw. Whoever's covering second pretends the ball is in center field, so the runner gets up and starts going towards third base, and the pitcher runs over and tags him, and that's how Delcy beat Audubon in New Jersey high school baseball over the weekend.
I mean, kind of early in the season, too, for the hidden ball trick. I mean, boys baseball just started.
No, you got to do it when you can. I tried not that trick, but the hidden ball trick at first base a bazillion times.
Never.
It worked like three. So you got to get it. You got to try it, Maggie. It's not
a volume game.
You were first baseman, Bogus?
For CYO baseball, I played first base because I was the only one capable of playing first base.
Nice.
Does that mean because people couldn't catch the ball to people throwing to first?
It was a fielding. Yeah, I was good at like scooping throws and stuff like that. Like
gotcha.
I mean, I wasn't a good baseball player, but I was well trained, I guess. Like, I knew what I was doing, and not everyone on the team knew the nuances of baseball.
You're a glue guy.
I was a glue guy on good teams.
You're the
fundamentals
guy. I was a
good player on my CYO team based on the roster. But I would always do fake the throw back to the pitcher, hoping the guy would then step off of first, but retake his lead, and then I'd tag him on the hip. It happened a couple of times.
Wait a minute. You're doing that in a CYO league? I
100%.
Thought we were talking about like varsity high school or at least.
No, CYO, seventh grade CYO, hidden ball tricks, stealing signs. We were all in.
Wow.
All in, yeah.
I thought, sorry, I'm thinking this is you as an adult. I'm like, wow, you got to be a real bleep
to
do the hidden ball
me
trick and like a beer league. Like, wow.
No, preteen me being a bleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little more forgivable.
Thank you. The WNBA draft is tonight. The Sky and Lynx made a trade yesterday with Chicago ending up with the 7 pick. Number 8 goes to Minnesota. Young players involved as well. The Sky now have picks 3, 7, and 13 for the festivities this evening. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thank you so much and appreciate all of that, hidden ball trick and everything. Coming up, we play a little NFL Do You Believe It? We've got that for you next. Maggie.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting in a workout. Welcome back to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We check in on Aaron Rodgers, as we do a lot. Running steps, Perloff, and working out with the USC football team. And we got photos in the New York Post, and he looks gassed. Whoever took these pictures and put them out, obviously they sent them to the Post, or somehow the Post got a hold of them. This is just doing him no favors. He looks so tired. He looks like he's throwing up at one point. He's not. He's spitting out water. He has to sit down on the side of the curb. I mean, this is an athlete trying to get ready for a big comeback, and it looked like a brutal workout.
You know, it's funny. I actually haven't thought about Aaron Rodgers, the athlete, in a long time. He's been distracting with so many different things, potential VP. Like, dude has to get in shape at some point. It just dawned on me, oh, boy, he's got an actual season coming up.
He looks just, I don't know how else to put these photos, except they just are not that flattering, because it looks like a photographer caught him in the worst moments of his life after this grueling exercise.
Oh, boy. Still, this is one of the more positive headlines for Aaron Rodgers this offseason. You will give me that.
Sure, it's one of the fewer, it's not very controversial. He was on a podcast recently saying the moment that his Achilles popped last year in week one, he did think that his career was over. So the fact that he's been able to come back, and or he's attempting this big comeback, but man, how else would you describe these pictures? Just, he looks like he's in agony over this workout.
Yeah, no, this is, he's got a lot of work to do here.
Weird thing about these pictures is there's those where he's obviously exhausted.
Yeah.
But then he threw on these like very designer sunglasses. I feel like when you do this kind of workout, you got to wear like, I don't know, some Oakley, like very athletic fit. Like he looks like he's going to the beach after this workout.
Yeah, maybe he's got some kind of sponsorship deal. I have no idea. But yeah, there you go. Aaron Rodgers needed take five after a really grueling workout.
Honestly, as a Jets fan, I actually loved seeing this.
Yeah, you should. You got plenty of time for him to get back in shape.
Yeah, and to me, like, this tells me, oh, he really is, like, committed to football. Because, like, he's been talking the last few months, I had major doubts. But if he's putting himself through this kind of torture, because he definitely looks like he's being tortured.
He does.
Then I feel good about the way he's approaching the season.
Listen, there's never, say what you want about Rodgers, he's a quirky guy, and maybe more than that, but the commitment to football has got to be there. He wouldn't be going through all of this just for a vanity play. I think he really does want to prove to himself that he can come back. I mean, and he wants to win.
There were some doubts about that just a couple weeks ago.
No kidding.
But, I mean, yeah, this Aaron Rodgers, keep hitting them stairs. Keep hitting them mountains. I love what I see.
Oh, he is tired. Coming up, Tiger Woods. His worst performance in a major. But was this encouraging? Get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.